Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RTE.ie is the email. Back to this citizenship, people objecting to the fact that they have to pay up to 1,200 quid. Now, and also the next citizenship ceremony is happening in Killarney. They all happen in Killarney, which I'm sure is wonderful. It's not fantastic if you're in Donegal or Louth or whatever, but they all happen in Killarney, which I presume makes it even more expensive. It's Killarney, the most expensive hotels in the country after Dublin. They begin, some of them begin at 9:30 in the morning, so you would have to overnight. And the next one is taking, there's 2 days taking place at the beginning of March. Okay, so there'll be thousands of people getting the Irish citizenship, which means you get your Irish passport, you pay 175 quid for that on top of the grand, and also you can vote. Most EU citizens can vote in elections in Ireland anyway. Let me bring in Sally. Sally, good afternoon. You're from the UK. You've lived here for 23 years.
That's correct. Hello, Joe. Good afternoon.
And what's your situation?
Well, like you said, I've lived here nearly 23 years. My partner is Irish. Mm-hmm. And until Brexit, it wasn't an issue to even go for an Irish passport. A number of people have asked me, would I? And I said, oh, it's a lot of money. And as somebody said yesterday, there's a lot of things you can do with 1,200 euros. Mm-hmm. And so I put it off. But now, you know, I've been thinking about it, and I still think it's a lot of money. And there was a gentleman you had on yesterday who suggested an amnesty of saying that 6 months or a year, maybe post-Brexit, the Irish government could consider reducing the fee for us Brits that are over here.
Because it's €1,000 plus whatever it takes to get to the ceremony, plus everyone has to pay for the passport, but it's still...
Of course.
And how long, you're living here 23 years, have you got relatives that are Irish citizens?
Well, funny enough, yes, my grandfather was from the north of Ireland.
Okay.
And so I probably could get one. Unlike, I think there was a lady called Liz on yesterday who's married to an Irishman.
Yeah.
We're not married as it happens, but a long-term relationship. So I could get one, I think, on that basis. I think if you've got a grandparent who's from any part of Ireland, you qualify. But it's still expensive. It doesn't make it any cheaper.
And I'm just, there's more facts and figures. I mentioned this yesterday, there was a delay in issuing certificates of citizenship naturalisation from July 2019 to November 2019. So they say at the end of 2019, on the last day of December last, there were 20,672 applications for citizenship on hand. This judgment stated, this is the judgment that was contentious. 5,000 will receive their citizenship across 2 days of ceremonies in early March 2020, and a number of further ceremonies will be held later in 2020. And this year, this will allow another 6,000 to be conferred with Irish citizenship. So that's about 11,000 this year. Let me bring in John, 51551. John, your situation, please.
Yeah, Joe, I'm married to a girl now for the last 20 years from Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in the same boat. She's worked here now for 20 years. And, of course, with Brexit now looming, it's just brought up the whole hassles of if we ever go away on holidays. You know, we've 4 kids. They're all Irish passport holders.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, just that you're going through to a European airport and you're probably stuck there for an extra hour until he clears passport control.
And what do you think of the €1,000 fee?
I think it's crazy. I can't see where they're getting €1,000 from. Like, if they want to have a ceremony down in Killarney and all that with the bells and whistles, that's fine. But if they could bring out a cheaper view, you know, where they could just have it down in the local pub and give her a certificate, quite happily spend about 200 or 300.
I presume, by the way, the only way you would get it is if you turned up in Killarney.
Yeah,
I presume.
We haven't even really looked into it. It was just something that you're just saying that something we should really look into. And when I hear the cost of it, it's like just for me to get a passport, it's about €100, which is fair enough. So I don't see why you know, she's contributing to her taxes. I think it's a year she'd have lived here longer in Ireland than she did in the UK. So it just seems to me a bit a money spinner, really, for the
okay. Well, let me. Well, it's a money spinner if there's 20. There's 20,000, just under 21,000. That was as of last, nearly 2 months ago. 21,000 at a thousand a go for a start, for a, to go to Killarney. Anyway, you don't. Any, we've seen the report of the ceremonies in Killarney with the Garda band and the soldiers.
Oh, they look fantastic, yeah.
And people look like they.
Very proud.
Yeah, they've just got married. The buzz is incredible. So it is a big, big day. So I presume I don't know whether you can bring your kids or not. If there's any room for, which would be, of course, that's what people want to do if it's such an important ceremony. Let me bring in Alan Whetton. Alan, good afternoon, from Swindon.
Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
Good. You're listening to your
compatriots. My compatriots, I used to be English, actually, yeah.
And what are you now?
Irish.
Okay, and did you pay the 1,200 quid?
I did. Look, it's a lot of money. I appreciate that, you know, but I'm here 50 years, so I suppose 1,200 over 50 years isn't a bad rate, like, you know.
And what do you think of people saying it's too dear?
Well, I agree with them, it is expensive, but you've covered a couple of points there now. There's a long queue for people waiting to become Irish citizens. They must want to become Irish citizens or they wouldn't be in the queue. And the other thing you said was about the ceremony. I think the ceremony was absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, I gathered that, yes.
Oh, it was
fabulous. Tell us about it.
Well, as you said, the Garda band was, or the army band was there. It was conducted in a very, very formal but friendly and inclusive manner. And it was just a celebration of people becoming Irish. And I think that was absolutely fabulous. There were people from every nation that you could possibly think of. And we all became one.
And did you have to swear an oath of allegiance to the state or the...
No, you had to agree to the allegiance, yes.
Michael Kelly is also on the line. Michael, good afternoon. Joe at RT.ie. What do you think of people saying that the cost of it is too expensive?
No, I disagree. I disagree with you, Joe, altogether. The people here, that, like, I was listening to the show yesterday, they're saying they were here for 20, 30, 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't they want to become an Irish citizen before then? It's all just all because of the Brexit now. They're looking... Basically, they don't want to become an Irish citizen because it's less hassle when they go to an airport. That's not good enough reason to become an Irish citizen. They had 20, 30 years to go to actually look about becoming an Irish citizen. They didn't want to be. They wanted to remain a British citizen, which is quite their entitlement. So let them remain British citizen. If they don't want to be, pay €1,100. Put up a shut up. Like that last caller saying, as partners here for the last 20 years, if she put away €55 per year, she would have the fee to become an Irish citizen.
Now, why not double the fee and say if she put away €110 a year? That's people have been paying tax. But Lasadi, maybe you could address Michael's put up or shut up, you're a queue jumper.
He makes a very good point, and it's not a question of queue jumping, and it's something I've actually thought long and hard about really since Brexit, and there are other issues appertaining to Brexit, which is nothing to do really with the Irish government or anything here. At the end of the day, if I have to go in a separate queue, I have to go in a separate queue in the passport.
Okay.
But, I mean, listening to the gentleman there, John, who has got four kids, you know, it means him and the kids go through one queue and his wife is going to have to go through another queue. And it's not a question of suddenly wanting to be Irish. It's more a question of, it's been forced upon us because I regard myself, forget being
because
British or
Irish.
Because
of your peers in England have voted for it, because your peers in Britain had actually voted for it. None of them was.
No, hang on a minute. Could I just say, I've actually always thought of myself as European, not particularly British. Hence, you know, we made a decision to come over here in good faith, and it's not Ireland's fault. It was a question
of,
I fell in love with an Irishman, I moved over to Ireland, and it was easy at the time. We were all in the EU, we went and got your PRSA number, you got a job, you worked, you paid your taxes, and all the rest of it. And, you know, that's how the way it is.
Why didn't you look at becoming an Irish citizen before now?
Because it
20 years ago or 10 years ago, 15
necessary.
Years ago.
It's
because you want that hassle now when you go to the airport.
Excuse me, there are plenty of Irish people living in the UK who haven't become British citizens. Yeah. We were all part
correct.
Of a European
but, but if they wanted to become a British citizen, they'd have to go through the same British...
The rules of Britain and the fees of Britain
to become a British citizen. They'd have to go through the same thing
as
usual.
But they wouldn't become an Irish student.
Michael, what about the other angle? What about, like, Sally has been living and working here for 23 years. Liz, yesterday was 40 years living, working and paying tax here for 23 and 40 years, which is the, and there's a lot of other cases yesterday. But at the minute, people who live in the UK, in Great Britain, who never paid a penny to the Irish Exchequer can become an Irish citizen if their father or their grandfather was Irish, or the mother.
Absolutely.
So what do you think of that, Michael? Pay up. What do you say? Pay up or shut up?
Correct and right. My whole point on it, Joe, is that why would you look at becoming an Irish citizen now?
Because the world has changed, Michael.
The Brexit has actually changed
On a personal level, to me, €1,100 to become an Irish citizen is would be a privilege. To get out that
It's a
small price to pay to become Irish, I think, you know. There's two types of people in the world. People are Irish and people who wish they were, you know. €1,100 is a small price to pay, I think.
Yeah, but you think people who live in England, who've never been to Ireland, probably might never, ever come to Ireland, never spent a penny in Ireland, never paid a penny tax in Ireland. You think they should get it for nothing?
I don't set the rules. I have no idea.
You seem to know. In fairness, you have an opinion on them. So have you got an opinion on that one?
If they're entitled to an Irish passport free of charge, good luck. No problem.
Excuse me, can I just interrupt there? I don't think any of us are asking for it to be free of charge. And somebody mentioned yesterday, I think the lady from Germany, that in Germany it's €300 or €400. I would be more than happy to pay that. And Michael's absolutely right. It would be a privilege to be Irish. It's a privilege to be British, or has been in the
course.
Past.
Yeah, of course. That's your choice.
I'm
exactly.
Not just,
that's your
or
choice
German or whatever you are.
Irish, yeah.
And up till now, it hasn't been even necessary to think about it, because, you know, a passport at the end of the day is a means to travel, and I don't want to go and work. I no longer work in Ireland. I'm retired now, so it's
literally
for travelling.
But nobody's going to stop you travelling on your British passport. Nobody's going to stop you travelling on your British passport.
Of course they're not. Of course they're not. But, you know, there are plenty of people who are still working, and as I say, there are people who've got families, and when you've got to fork out €1,200, and say you are a wife or a husband or father with children, €1,200 is a lot of money.
Agreed. I agree with that. But over 20 years, you would have a
safer. Michael, how would you react if Leo Varadkar, in the last days of their caretaker government, said, €1,000 is too high, it bears no relationship to the actual cost of bringing the army band and hiring the convention centre in Kilkenny or whatever, and we're going to reduce it to €300 as a gesture before we leave office?
Michael,
what would you think? That was Sally's suggestion. It'd be reduced to 300.
I'd have absolutely no issue with it. Whatever the price is, the price is. It's as simple as that.
Okay.
Whatever they set the price up. Like, if you have 20,000 people waiting there, as you're saying, paying €1,100, you have 2.2 million coming into the economy because of it. Great, fantastic.
Yeah, but is it fair to take it from people who, a lot of people who can't afford it?
No, that's what I'm saying, Joe. Why not double it?
You'll have 4.4 million. You'll have 8.8 million.
Exactly. But that's all down to the government. As you said, if Leo Varadkar wants to reduce that to 300, then I have no issue with the price of it. But whatever the price is, the price is.
Carol Bourne's, your point, please. Carol.
Oh, hello, Joe. Good afternoon. I'm in a similar situation to the other participants. I've been living here for 45 years. I'm double the amount of time living here than I was living in the UK. And I do have an issue with the fact that culturally, in every way, I'm Irish. I've lived here so long. And the point about why has nobody else applied for, mm-hmm. for this pre the Brexit yeah, situation yeah. is because we were all Europeans.
Exactly.
I just feel...
My thoughts exactly, Carol.
Yeah, I was a European. There was no issue at that stage. And this has only really reared its head because of Brexit now. Mm-hmm.
But the
I
British
do think that there should be...
actually leave Europe. The British people voted for it to leave Europe. That's why it's reared its head.
Yeah, well,
Michael,
I'm living here and...
Can I just make a point, sir? On the subject of voting for Brexit, I am probably Carol who's on the line. I didn't
yes.
get a vote in Brexit because somebody in the UK decided that the cut-off point was 15 years
That's
and
correct,
we'd been
yeah.
away longer.
Yeah.
Now, I have to say, I believe... Because if you are Irish and living in the UK, I think they got a vote in the Brexit referendum because I know plenty of Irish people living in the UK who voted, and some of them voted for Brexit, I'd hasten to add. But be that as it may, and Brexit is now a done deal.
Well, we've come a long way from the new way we can apply, which is good to see.
But yeah, exactly. But that's just a side point, and you're absolutely right, Michael, we've come a long way from it. But, you know, as like Carol, I regarded myself until Brexit as European. And since Brexit, it's made me feel a little bit stateless. I don't feel Irish or British. It's sort of been taken away from us.
I do think that there is an opportunity now with a new government being formed that it may be useful for other people in a similar situation to ourselves to form some kind of a lobby group and... You know, try to get
resolved.
I've no problem whatsoever. Yeah. I've paid my taxes in the country all the years. I've no problem paying for a passport, but I really and truly think it's extortionate. It's the government taking advantage of the Brexit situation to this end.
I would disagree that the €1,100 fee's been there for how long? Long before Brexit? Nobody envisioned Brexit.
It's been there since 2005. All right, here's another scenario.
Since
2005, that rule has altered.
Well, there's no way anybody envisaged Brexit in 2005.
Excuse me?
There's no way anybody envisaged Brexit in 2005.
No, they didn't.
So
they changed the rule in 2005, and this having to apply and pay this kind of money was applied. What about if people that were here since the 1980s, 90s, 2000s, pre-2005, that the amount of money that we would have paid then is applicable now? I think that would be only fair.
The other idea is what they could do is if you could prove residency for over a certain time. I think, Joe, you mentioned 15 years.
Yeah, but remember they introduced...
No,
they
reduced rate.
They tried that in the UK about 18 months ago. It was over something different. Where women were going to have to go in and find utility bills in their name from 40 years ago, when a time in the UK and here when women were not allowed almost have name. So it became a complete mess.
Revenue was so well.
No, but then say you were at home all the time and you were working at home, working your life off at home, and you weren't registered with revenue. But anyway,
can I make two observations?
You'd have a marriage certificate, or you'd have something that would prove
residency.
Yeah.
But why not just argue that, listen, that the €1,000 fee, what is it for? Does it pay for? Does it pay for
the
paperwork? Does it relate to the actual cost of the paperwork? Does it relate to the cost of the army band? Does it relate to the cost of hiring the convention centre in Killarney?
Could it have been when things altered in 2005? I don't know, could it have been
Alan wants to come in. Alan, get your point again, please.
Yeah, just two observations. My first observation is that since I've been in Ireland, and I'm here 50 years, I have had just a most wonderful experience with wonderful, welcoming people. I'm glad that I didn't meet Michael, because he is just not a welcoming person. The other thing is, look, the fee is what it is. You know, we don't know where it goes, but it's what it is. My advice to anybody that's thinking of coming to Ireland and they can afford to pay the money, embrace it. It's a wonderful country. I love it.
It is a wonderful country, but I do think that for someone who's paid there, as you've been here 50 years, I'm not here much less than you, I paid everything I had to pay in the country. I
so
paid
have I,
my
yeah.
taxes.
So have I, yeah.
I paid
yeah,
everything.
So have I.
And I just
so
feel
that's a different issue. That's a different issue.
Well, it isn't really. That
it
we've
is,
contributed,
it is.
We've contributed culturally and in a lot of other ways. I've
it's
been
a
homemaker.
Issue.
I've worked and paid my taxes. I don't
I've been
feel
an,
that
I've
it's
been
a
an
dollar.
Employee.
Can I?
I've been an employer. It's a different issue. If you want to become Irish, you go through the process. It's very, very complicated. It's a bit expensive, but.
And what about
it.
The
it's
idea
wonderful.
That somebody in the UK who's never set foot in the country before and has no interest in becoming Irish in any way, shape or form, they
then
can apply and pay the lower
stay
amount?
No, stay at home if they're not interested in coming to Ireland. And don't
come
over.
But they're getting their passports at a much lower,
exactly.
lower price than we will.
Are they?
Well,
in the UK, sorry, in Great Britain, because it doesn't include Northern Ireland. In Great Britain, if one of your parents was born in Ireland, you get the passport at the same price as everyone else does
yeah,
here.
Grand,
yes, that's what I'm saying, at the normal price.
Yeah,
I don't think it's
not.
It's
not a premium of 1,000 euro.
Yeah.
Okay.
Joe, I have to go, but there's one thing I want to say now. We talked once before now, when you had Fire Friday. I run a garden centre, and it's exclusively roses. And I just, look, my advice is take the time to smell the roses.
Okay, thanks, Alan.
Good luck.
Good advice.
A rose by any other name. Okay, Michael, by the way, you mentioned Brexit a few times. It's almost as if you're saying to those people, well, you use a phrase, I don't know if this is the exact phrase you used in your initial text, because of a Brexit that their peers voted for, they all want Irish citizenship because it suits them.
Yeah.
Are you saying this is punishment for voting for Brexit?
No, the question I'm asking is, Joe, why hasn't anybody gone looking for Irish citizenship before now? When they're here, they're living here
because
20, 30
of Brexit,
years.
Because you've been told
correct.
Why. Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Because we're all European.
To me, 1,100 euros is a small price to pay. They actually get to have hassle-free travel from the EU. That's all they're looking for.
But excuse me, Michael, exactly as Carol said, we were Europeans. You didn't need it. You know, if you fall in love with an Irishman or an Irish woman or whatever and you move over
correct.
Here, in good faith, you get a job, you contribute to the economy, you pay your taxes, you help out on voluntary services, you do what you can for the community, and you still have to pay 1,200 euros for the privilege of getting an Irish passport when you actually need one. We didn't need one before.
No.
You know, why would you go to an expense that you don't need it?
Okay, so your basic point is it's the 1,000 euro charge on top of actually getting the normal fee for the passport is just too high.
I believe it's a small price to become Irish. I believe it's a small price.
Well, I'm afraid to ask you how much you think they should be charged, Michael.
I don't set the fees, Joe.
Thank God. I'd say you'd be a million to become a... Who wants to be an Irishman or a woman or a millionaire? Okay, Michael Kelly, Carol Bourne, Sally, thank you all. 51551. Joe at RT.ie. I should mention on Friday week, the last Friday of February, the second last day of this leap year month, we're in the Hardyman Hotel in Eyre Square. It's formerly the Merrick, formerly the Great Southern. You can't miss it. It's the most iconic building in all of... Galway, a wonderful, beautiful Galway city, European capital of culture, and beside the railway station and Funny Friday and all the crew and all the giveaways and all the crack is there. And it is absolutely free. Thank you.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
If you're going to the States, by the way, getting it straight through the American Embassy, through their website, is 14 quid. Other websites try and get 79, 80 quid out of you. Do not pay that under any circumstances. Trish, good afternoon. Back to citizenship and various complications. What happened? You married an Irishman when and where?
Oh, 1978.
Okay.
Here in Bantry. Yeah.
And what happened?
We got married and time went on and I needed my passport renewing.
Okay.
Yeah, and... He said to me, why don't you try and get an Irish one, you know, as Irish men do. So I said, okay, I'll try. But of course, I was put on, and it, girl said, oh, you've got to go to the aliens office.
All right.
That was in 1978 now. I was an alien.
Okay, and you came down to Earth. Did you go to the office, to the aliens office?
I gave up in the end. I was passed from pillar to post.
And why couldn't you get an...
I couldn't. But today I can get one if I wanted it. I was told by the guards.
And what you say in your message, there's no record of the marriage ever
taking
place.
Oh, yeah, that was another thing. When we got married, that was a problem as well. 8 years later, we found out we weren't married. We got married in a church in Bantry, and we found out we weren't married.
And why? what had happened on the day?
Oh, the priest didn't register the marriage.
He didn't register?
No.
Well, he was too anxious to get to the reception.
He was a funny fella. I was a Protestant, you see, and John's a Catholic. So I think he didn't agree really with the mixed marriages and all that crap.
And did you have to go back to church and sign the book?
I did, yeah, we did. I had to go in my lunchtime from work, belt up to the church. John met me there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and with the bridesmaid and the best man.
They were too.
Yeah, we had to take them with us as well and sign again.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that priest had died, the original priest.
Yeah, just
priest.
As well, because I killed him myself.
So where do you stand now, Tricia?
We got it sorted, you see. We got it sorted just as well because my husband passed on, you know.
Okay. But you are an Irish citizen
and
now.
If we hadn't, I wouldn't have got any widow's pension.
Oh, good point, yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't be entitled to anything. I worked here since 1980.
And when did your husband die, Trish?
11 years ago in March.
Okay, but you're still happy and you're here and you're a citizen and you can vote. And,
well, I can vote, yeah. I don't think I'm a citizen. I'm not even sure about that.
Okay.
I don't know whether I'm here or there.
Here, there. I don't know where we are.
We
don't know whether we're coming or going, Trish.
Coming or going, yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Trish. Derek, where's Derek Nielsen? Derek Nielsen.
How are you doing, Joe?
What's your situation?
We've been coming over on holidays since I was very young, and we actually moved over, my parents and myself, in 1970, and I started work then. I never gave any thought to citizenship. It didn't make any difference to me until I think a number of years ago I went up to, I hadn't received a polling card, I think it was maybe for a presidential election or something, and I went up and they said, you can't vote for the presidential election or for the referendum.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, fair enough, okay. But then, obviously, Brexit had an effect on it. And also, there was a lot of talk about giving the diaspora votes for presidential elections and things. And I was thinking, well, they don't, if you're living in Australia or America, that doesn't really have any effect on you, who the Irish president is. But if you're living in Ireland, it does.
Mm-hmm.
So I went ahead and started last year. I ended up, I knew that there were a lot of passports being or naturalisation going through, I ended up getting a TD involved just to speed things up. And I heard at the end of October that I was going to be in the ceremony down in Killarney in March.
Okay, good stuff, yeah.
Which is grand, and then obviously I'll go and get my passport. Because I'd be very much in favour of the EU. And I'd obviously rather have an Irish passport because I've been living here for so long compared to the time I've been living in the UK, which is only about 18 years.
And do you know what the format is in the beginning of March?
I got the...
What time did you be there
last week. To be there for, I think it's 3 o'clock on the Monday.
There's a number of ceremonies each day. I know there's one at 9:30.
Yeah, it's funny because I'd been keeping an eye on the place where the ceremony takes place, and I'd seen it coming up on the next ceremony was the 2nd and 3rd of March, and rang up the hotel down, or rang them up down there, and they said, oh, yeah, well, there are several ceremonies. There's obviously, we're in at 3 o'clock, and I mean, I know from looking on the 6-1 news the size of it, so... obviously there's
Who can you bring with you? Can you bring your children or your relatives, or is everyone limited to
you? You're only allowed to bring. You get one ticket for an adult. ticket for an adult. Yeah, but I suppose if there's that many people going through, but it would be disappointing certainly.
Someone said earlier, it's like a wedding. And if you only could bring one person to the wedding, obviously you bring your husband to be, or your bride to be, or your wife to be.
But yeah.
To only bring one, I know it's probably numbers and.
Well, yeah, I know it'd be very disappointing. Like if you were getting citizenship and you wanted to bring your, let's say, two or three children down, and your wife
who were Irish citizens, you have two or three children who were Irish citizens, and your wife who's an Irish citizen.
Yeah, I know, and they're not allowed in. It's a bit strange. I know it's a bit facetious, but the end of last year there was a thing on the 6-1 news about some turtle that got washed over here, and I heard them mention that it had got a passport and was being flown back to the Caribbean or something. I was thinking of getting a shell and putting it on my back and see if I could get a passport that way.
Okay, slow mover. Thanks indeed, Derek. Catherine Brady. Catherine, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Okay, a little complicated. Go ahead. Your son.
I overheard yesterday a lady saying that she could acquire a naturalisation passport in England for £150.
All right.
And I thought that can't be right, because my son has just done so to safeguard his job with regard to Brexit.
Okay.
And he had to pass, number one, pay for an English exam that he had to pass. Then he had to pass a British history exam, which he also had to pay for. And in total, it cost him £2,000.
Wow.
Now, he has got his English passport, which he only has because of his job. Nothing to do with wanting to be a British citizen or anything like that. Mm. He just needed it to safeguard his position. And I just thought that this idea that you can pick up a passport, you can renew your passport for €150 here. It's not a problem. You know, you can do it by post. But it was £2,000, not euro, £2,000.
Okay, but he had to sit two exams. They have to be administered, I presume.
Yes, it cost him £500 to do the exams. And one was in English to see his competency English. And the other was his British history, which he knew pretty well.
Probably
no
bothered
to him.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't anybody. He knew more than they did. And he said £2,000 later, he had his passport. So he doesn't use it. No, he doesn't use it at all. He just is now a British resident with a British passport, and he feels his job is more secure.
Sure, okay, in account of Brexit.
That's the only reason.
Okay, yeah. Well, things are hotting up in Brexiteer land, because between the foreign minister of France and then the chief UK negotiator, Mr. Frost, who was in Brussels last night.
Oh, I heard that,
squaring up for a Conor McGregor-style fight. It's the next few months are not going to be pretty, I can tell you. And I don't know where we're going to end up at the end of the transition period. But it looks it's going to be very, very difficult.
An Irish passport will take you just about anywhere without fear or favour. Mm. Because I do a lot of travelling myself, as does my son. And he's never had a problem anywhere at all. So, you know, hold on to that Irish passport.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people.
And those that are coming in and getting them, well, you're privileged. Enjoy.
Yeah.
And you're welcome.
Okay, Catherine Gurumaga. That's Catherine Brady. Islan, and 551551.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And we go straight to our German correspondent, Pádraig O'Faolán. Pádraig, good afternoon again. Good to talk to
you. How are you, Joe?
Good.
I was talking to Angus there, and I said I'd get a bit of information on this for you.
Good, man. Where are you
in
now?
Germany,
where are you now?
Tell us. I've been in Germany for 8 years.
Yeah.
You have to apply for a naturalisation test in German.
Okay.
There's a booklet with that with 310 questions in it.
Wow.
On legal, social, order, etc. in Germany.
Ost German.
Of German, yeah.
Yeah.
You have to sit a test.
Yeah.
There's 33 questions in that test.
Wow.
Four choices with each question.
Okay.
And you have to get 17 correct to pass the test.
To become a German citizen.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you must be able to support yourself.
Yeah.
You must have no convictions.
Yeah.
You must be committed to German law.
Yeah.
As in, I don't know now if you're a member of the Alternative for Deutschland, the AfD now. I don't know whether that would count or not. There is only under very, very, very exceptional circumstances that you can have dual citizenship here in Germany.
Wow. And how long are you you're
the
there?
Cost is
decades.
€255
yeah.
per person, plus if you apply with your child at the same time, €51 for the child.
And how long are you there, Pather?
How long am I here? 13 years, Joe.
And have you applied?
No,
for
Joe, not at all. I wouldn't give up my Irish passport. I never had a problem here, Joe. My Irish passport's in Irish. And I never had a problem here in Germany with it. The only thing they ever asked me to do was repeat the name again, Padre Fuelan, because they love the accent and they love the sound of it. The only time I ever had a problem, Joe, with an Irish passport was when I went to get my passport in Irish. The German Irish embassy in Berlin, the lady there asked me, what did I want to go messing? And that was the word she used. What did I want to go messing about with my Irish passport, with my passport for? Why couldn't I stick with my English name that was in it?
Peter White, was it? Peter, what was your name? What's your name in English?
Peter
White.
Whelan.
Peter Whelan, yeah, sorry.
Defuicha,
I'm thinking of.
What I did was I got the Irish passport and then I got in the back of it, born Peter Whelan.
Oh, well done, okay. By the way, is there any benefits of you becoming a German citizen?
Pardon?
Is there any benefits for you, given that you've lived there for so long, in becoming a German citizen?
No.
None whatsoever.
No real advantage in it, Joe. Not at all, no. I mean, I can vote in local elections here, but I can't vote in the Bundes elections. But, I mean, that wouldn't bother me at all, no.
Okay, Mariel, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
51 years in Ireland.
Yes.
And are you an Irish citizen?
No.
Would you like to be after Brexit?
I would. Obviously, I'm British. I didn't do it in the past, partly because I didn't always have the money. And also, for a long, long time, I felt that Ireland is my country. I mean, I would support them if they're playing England. But equally, there's a sort of feeling of maybe a bit of disloyalty, you know?
Yeah. But
I don't know.
But the other scenario now is, I was noticing the ads in the UK papers the other day where the HM government are gloating and boasting about we are no longer in the EU. But that means if you hold a British passport, you're no longer a citizen of the EU, so to speak.
And that is something I feel very, very strongly about. I mean, that's nothing to do with the Irish. I mean, but as far as I'm concerned, I've been disenfranchised as a European without having had any say in the matter. I asked if I could vote in the referendum, and I was told no. I'd been out of the country for more than 14 years. So I had no say in it, and they stripped me of my European citizenship.
On January 29th, because of Brexit.
Like that one of those earlier women speaking, I have always felt myself European.
And do you remember Norman Tebbit, the Tory, used to say that we have to ask people applying for citizenship about cricket? They have to prove their Britishness. Okay. Who would you support when Ireland play England in the Six Nations? Quickly.
Don't even think about it.
Ireland. Okay. Well done. You're in. Back tomorrow, 1:45. Damien Chanel's on sound. Laurie Davis, the PCO. Rebecca Mean, produce. And Catherine Thomas is next.